Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bobby, I want to get your thoughts. The last time you were on with us, we were talking to you about Michael Brockers. Since then, his deal got voided, and he ended up re-signing with the Rams. And in the meantime, the Ravens signed Derek Wolfe. What do you see from Derek Wolfe?
Well, with Derek, you have the same mold, a run defender, run stuffer that can hold the point of attack, does a great job with his hands. He doesn't quite have the range and athletic ability that Brockers had, the player they lost, but he does. You know, he had 7 sacks last year in 12 games, so that was impressive. Yeah. You look at Brockers, you try to compare the two. I think the only difference is Brockers was a better athlete and had more range and more upside as a pass rusher. I think when you look at the base package, you'll see Derek Wolfe either play defensive end or defensive tackle. They're really interchangeable parts. So it's still an upgrade in the run game over Warmly. You're still going to be fine in the pass rush with the 3 rotation guys. You may lose a little athletic ability, but you pick up a tremendous amount of cap space. That cap space will come in handy for them. They could do a trade still. If there was somebody out there, you know, that they like in the UFA market, they could still pursue that. So I feel like it's a good trade-off. It's a 1-year deal, nothing big. You pick up the better run defender. You're still going to get the push inside in the run game. I think the rotation is just switching out Brockers and Wolf and move forward.
So Bobby, when you do compare Wolf to Brockers, though, with the pass rush, Wolf gets home, but is he kind of a try-hard guy? You know what I mean? Like will he need twists and stunts? Kind of talk about his pass rush and compare it to Brockers, if you could.
Well, a lot of times, you know, in Denver, you had Von Miller, so he just played off him. So that gives the pass rusher a 2-way go, and then he would swing around for containment and pick up a lot of the flush. With Brockers, he had more athleticism, so when they run the stunts, he could turn the corner and burst and go get the quarterback. You lose that with Wolf. He's more of a push, playoff guy, pick up the trash. Still effective, but you just lose a tad, but you pick up, $8 million in cap space? I'd take that trade any day of the week. Sometimes it's the deal you don't make that ends up being the best deal.
We're talking to Bobby DePaul, longtime NFL exec, breaking down some film with him. So when you look at their base 3-4 or their big nickel, how much does it change with Wolf as opposed to Brockers?
In big nickel, which is more of a, an attempt to handle the run game with out of a spread nickel look. Usually the offense try to force you in the nickel and get you little people on the field. Big nickel allows Campbell to play left defensive end still. Wolf just replaces Brockers with William inside and Jadon on the outside, so they don't lose anything.
And you still feel like Jadon, we're going to see him, we're going to see, because of this personnel, a fair amount of 4 down linemen from this team trying to get a push with 4, because if you don't do that, then the Patrick Mahomes of the world slice you up, right?
Well, you like to have the ability to continue to be aggressive like they are. They're a multiple front. It's very hard to scout because they're changing people around, multiple personnel packages, multiple scheme and blitz. Now this package allows them to have some bigger bodies inside to generate more of a push. You got your edge rushers when they go to the regular nickel. And, that'll allow them to play a little more 4-man, a little zone maybe behind, just to complement what they're already doing.
Bobby, you look at the Ravens linebacking group right now, and everybody talks about their need for an inside linebacker, but when you look at what they have on the roster currently, do you like any of their linebackers?
Well, they lost a couple guys. Fort ended up starting at the end of the year in the playoff game. You know, it's funny. My old boss, Jerry Angelo in Chicago, he used to have a term, hold the fort guy. Well, here we go. We got Fort, you know, and he's a hold the fort type guy. You can play with him. You're not going to win because of him, but you're not going to get beat because of him either. So he's a hold the fort, and is, you know, to go right along with his last name. I still think you're looking to upgrade him as you go into the draft or look in the trade market. But, you know, it's going to be tough. There's a lot of teams out there that are looking for players. So, especially at linebacker, they need two, maybe three out of the draft. They got a lot of picks, so we'll see what they do.
Well, and Bobby, we'll get into the particulars with you on the other side, but you broke down 20-odd kids. You looked at all the inside kids for us this week. We'll get to edge later. But when you looked at the totality of the class, do you feel like there are two, like, and knowing where they're sort of picking, do you think that there are decent odds that they could get two starting caliber linebackers out of this draft, given your appraisal of the class as a whole?
When I look at the class as a whole, I think it's a little thin. There's not a lot of depth, you know, going down into the draft. Usually you think I can get a guy in the fourth, fifth round. There are guys. There are pieces of players that you can get to fill in and do, you know, have some strengths, have some weaknesses, but you'll capitalize on their strengths. So there are some players down there, but when you start talking about will linebackers, when you talk about nickel, two, having guys with speed, change of direction, quickness, those guys are going to go off the board early. A lot of times when you have a supply problem and a big demand, you're going to move guys up. So guys that you would normally got in the second and third round are going to, you know, kind of move into the bottom of the first, into the second. So there could be, as we call, a run on the market. And that can happen with the needs of the other teams. You always go into this thing wanting to know what your competitors look like. And so what I did is I went through and looked at all the teams that need it, and I talked to some people in the National Football League to help me with this. And there are probably 10 teams that need an inside linebacker. Some need two, like the Ravens.
And everybody in this division, everybody in this division except for Pittsburgh seems to fit that description. I mean, Cleveland and Cincinnati, they need a lot of help there too.
Yeah, I've got Baltimore for two, Cincinnati for three, Cleveland for one. That just gives you an idea.
Yeah.
And then you got L.A. Rams need two, Seattle needs two, Washington needs two, Giants need one, Green Bay needs one, Arizona. That's a lot of players.
Now, yeah.
Wow. Everybody likes different flavors, you know. It's not everybody focusing on, you know, vanilla. Some people like strawberry. So they're going to cover a lot of ground.
Beyond Simmons, who are your top-tier linebackers inside?
Well, like I told you last week, you know, for the season, I was doing the Buckus Award Committee vote. And the guy that I wrote in was Kenny Murray as a write-in because I, you know, just kind of checked him out and kind of overruled the committee on getting this guy on the list. I think he's the next guy, guys. I think Kenny Murray, I watched the tape, rewatched it again from earlier in, you know, the fall when we were, you know, getting these guys going. But this guy is all over the place, makes plays, playmaker, three-down player, can play will, can play middle. You know, you're just looking for guys like this. When I think about, you know, Derek Brooks at Tampa Bay, similar size. This guy's about 2 inches taller. He can run. Just an outstanding prospect. I think he goes before the Ravens pick. But if they get lucky, maybe he drops.
Okay. Who else you like up top?
I got two groups. I had Simmons and Murray as the A-level players. I feel like those guys are playmakers and it could hit home runs. And the second group I have, just a level down, would be Patrick Queen from LSU. Really stepped it up. You know, he didn't really start the season. Divinity was the starter inside linebacker, and then he replaced him. And, you know, I was kind of hot and cold on him. Then we put the Oklahoma game on when he got to the playoffs. He really stepped it up. I feel like he can play will linebacker. He plays in space, not quite as big as Murray. You know, he's only 6 foot, 229, but he does run, and he, you know, made a lot of plays in the Oklahoma game, you know, as it was getting towards the national championship. So I had a player in Chicago named Lance Briggs, very similar player. Sometimes he'd be hot, sometimes he'd be cold, but overall you want him on your football team.
Right.
Next guy I have is, you know, a middle linebacker, but he has the ability to play all three downs because he is an athlete, kid by the name of Logan Wilson out of Wyoming. This kid is tough. He's got length. You know, there are some times out in space where, you know, he'll miss a tackle. You know, and a lot of these guys miss tackles. But for the most part, I feel like I can keep him on the field in nickel. And that's what you're really trying to do. You're trying to make sure you got nickel covered because you're spending so much time on the field, 65% or better. So you need guys that can play in space. It gives you a little more thump downhill in the run game. Just an outstanding player. I tell you, he reminds me of Mosley that played for the Ravens. So okay. you've got some guys, really good quality guys. And then the next guy I have in this group is a guy named Jordan Brooks. He's at Texas Tech, 6 foot, 240, 4.5 speed. Another great athlete, play speed, can close, blitz, can make plays in space. I heard today, disappointing, that he might have to have surgery on his shoulder or may have already had it. I don't know, even know if that's out there.
Yeah.
But I got to confirm that myself. But, you know, that would be a guy that would have now have to get rechecked with his shoulder. But this kid is another guy. I was thinking to myself, well, if you're going to stop Mahomes, just go back to Texas Tech and get somebody that played in the same field he did. So I feel good about him. Those three guys, I think they're all starters. And, you know, very little, you know, you always try to protect the downside when you draft these guys. You know, everybody can talk about the upside. What you worry about and you try to protect when you pick these guys is the downside. So you've got medical issues that come in. You're checking character. For the most part, these five guys all checked out when I talked to my people around the league. Character-wise, I picked up the medical on Brooks today. So I feel good about that A group and B group. You start talking about the guys down after that. Now you got some projection guys like Zach Bone out of Wisconsin. He was another guy who was on the Buckus Award list that I had to do. You know, he's kind of an edge guy that can project maybe to play a little middle linebacker. Does he stay on the field for three downs? I think there's a combination when you get to an odd front or a 30 nickel type package, he could stay on the field. Another guy in the same mold who's faster is Josh Uche out of Michigan. Kind of was a utility man and played the edge, played inside, faster than Vaughn. So there's two guys in that mold. And another kid from right down the street in, from Paint Branch High School to play for Penn State, a guy named Cam Brown. Got real good length, 6'5". We had a kid when I was at the Eagles named Carlos Emmons. And so when you build your football team, you got to start thinking about how you win a world championship. First, you got to win a division. But right now, you got to keep an eye on Kansas City Chiefs. They've hosted the AFC Championship twice, the defending world champions. Immediately, I think about Kelce and that tight end. When I was in Philadelphia, we had Brian Dawkins. We could move him to strong safety and put him over the top. Mm-hmm. Of any tight end that was a threat. But we always had this Carlos Emmons guy who was 6'5" with length and athletic ability to kind of harass him. To the people, to fans out there, this is kind of like playing basketball. It's matchups, and if you've got to take a guy out, you got to double him, but you want to harass him off the line. This guy can do it. I think there's upside there. He's still got to go do it. A little bit of a projection, but I like the length, speed, athleticism to do it. Now you start getting into some guys that aren't quite as big. I'm going to give you maybe a couple sleepers here. This Davion Taylor from Colorado. This kid's 6 foot, 228, 449. He played kind of a nickel walk alignment, which is out over the slot. But when you get into the sub packages, you want to have a variety of athletes. I gave you Cam Brown, 6'5". Right. I'm giving you another kid, Davion Taylor. But when you look at Davion Taylor, he's the same size as Patrick Queen. But Queen plays a little bit bigger than him. But this kid can run, so you could bring him down in the box. When you know it's a third and long situation, he can run Mahomes down. He can make that tackle in the open field. You're looking for bits and pieces after you get through the third round.
Right.
And these are the types of players that can come up. Another guy, Kaliki Hudson out of Michigan, does the same place, the same role out there. He looks like a safety. Both these guys, they look small, but they play big. They're tough. They're football players. You want to accumulate football players. They pass the tape on the field production. They pass the character test, and they pass the medical. These guys you'll be seeing them drafted. They'll be listed as linebackers. They're kind of, I call them athletes. You know, when you recruit a guy out of high school, you know, most of the time it falls in that quarterback. Not really a quarterback that you want, but he's a great athlete, so right. You recruit the athlete. Guess who that was? That was Zach Bond. Zach Bond, coming out of high school, was a quarterback. They called him an athlete. So they transitioned him to this edge rush, and we're going to talk about, you know, like we already talked about, moving him to inside linebacker. Teddy Bruschi, he was an edge guy. I worked him out. Next thing I know, Patriots take him. They transition him to middle linebacker. So it is done. It's a little bit of a projection. That's why you can't jump on the table for him. But in terms of the character, the football toughness, and on-the-field production, they're bringing it to the table. But it's, like I said, you just got to wait and see how it develops.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.